On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
It's Tory Wednesday. None of those things rhyme, but it is.
It is. I just pick a day, and it's my day.
I pick a nose, and it's my nose.
Yeah, just your nose. You can pick your friends, and you can pick your nose, but you can't pick your friend's nose.
Oh, yes, you can. Come here.
No, I used to pick my kids' nose when they were babies, because you got to get that little pinky in there.
You got to get it in there.
Take that snot out. Help them out.
Yes.
Help a brother out.
Or a kid.
That's right. Only my kids. I don't want to pick other because I don't, you know, that's presumptuous. Unless I have permission.
No child left behind with a booger.
Exactly.
That's bush
for you. And it takes a village to pick a child's nose. Raise a child. Wasn't it raise?
Maybe raise. It's a bad cold to get a snot.
It does. I had a very healthy winter, speaking of colds and flus. I had a healthy winter.
Oh, you made it through all right.
Without a flu shot, I did.
Yeah. Oh, don't brag, because you could have gotten the flu, and then you wouldn't say that, but you didn't, so you can't.
I didn't. And you know what? My mom has the shingles, and she got the shingle shot, the vaccine. So that means nothing, apparently.
She got the shingles after a shingle shot.
Yeah, it didn't help.
Wow.
She was suffering. She's still kind of suffering.
How far after the shingles shot did she get the shingles shot?
I don't know. But if there's even a correlation. But she's like been on pain pills for almost a month. And I'm like, Mom, you know you're going to get hooked on them. You have to wean off.
What is she taking?
I think Percocets. You can't do them for more than 2 weeks or you get like consistently.
Percocets make me itchy. I'm like a drug addict with Percocet. Seriously, when I take those things, my body itches.
Yeah, that can happen. My nose used to itch when I'd have to be on them.
Yeah.
And I'd sit there and rub my face.
I need morphine.
Yeah.
If that happens.
Yeah,
morphine doesn't make me itch.
No, we have to be in a hospital to get that. Don't you? Or on a battlefield. Something, you can't just get prescribed morphine.
Life is a battlefield for me, Tori.
That's right. That's Pat Benatar.
Well,
no, this love is a battlefield.
Well, so is Pat, believe me. I know her. She's a bitch.
Well, she's looking good. I think she looks great.
Yeah, because anybody can have work done.
You think she did that?
Yeah.
I've never done that.
Well, maybe.
I'm going to age great, I think, without work. I'm hoping. That's my goal. I think it's all hereditary.
You're too young to get into the work category.
I don't ever want to.
It'll happen someday.
I don't care. I'm not doing it. I'll just age gracefully. Like guys do. Don't guys age gracefully? I think they do.
The difference is, Tori, that guys don't have to look good because it's not part of the deal.
Oh, right, that's right.
Women are nothing. Oh, all right, I'm going to be honest with you. Can I be honest with you? Are people honest with you?
You know, I like when a guy is very honest with me.
Really?
Yes. Because most guys, if you date them, they just, everything's wonderful, you're beautiful. I like compliments, but
sure. Let's
get down to the nitty-gritty, too, and help improve me, I'll help improve you.
It takes a special man to, because I got to tell you something, I throughout my life have told women what I really feel, and it's hurt me greatly.
Uh-oh.
I mean.
Do you do it tactfully?
I don't say, listen, you piece of shit. I don't say it like that. I say,
right, of course.
You know, you always do this, or, you know, you should really work on this problem that you have.
You're not couching it correctly. You've got to preface it with, can I just tell you something, and. You know, I hope I say it the right way.
Oh, so all right,
that comes out better, doesn't it?
Okay, so all right, let's do some role playing.
Okay,
all right. Do you want to do like a theater kind of thing?
Oh, sure. I've no idea what that would mean. I'm not experienced in theater in any way.
Yes, you are.
I know. It's a joke. This is the sarcasm. That always reminds me of that hamster when he turns around and looks at the camera. Remember that internet?
Yes, I do. I do. Do I? Would you ask me if
what
I
a
do?
Hamster? He's a gopher. What is he? He's a rodent.
Rodent. He's a
dun dun dun.
Gerbil.
He's bigger than a gerbil.
Yeah. All right. Here's role playing.
Okay.
All right. Okay. All right. Here's the way I do it. Let's say you are bitchy, always.
Mm. Could be a problem.
This is role playing. This is for fun. It's not the case. I'm trying to think of a foible that somebody would have that would really annoy me. Bitchy always.
Okay.
All right. Hi, Tori. How are you today?
What's it to you? Is that what you want?
You know, I got to tell you something.
What are you asking?
I've noticed that, and I don't know why, but you seem to be like bitchy always. And it's probably a trait, a problem that you're having or something. I just want to point it out because...
That's a little offensive.
Well, what am I supposed... Now, see, I'm being honest. All right, well, let's say I'm always bitchy.
Right.
All right, how would you say it to me?
Are you doing all right? You seem like... How you doing? Doing okay? How's everything else going? No. Remember that.
Yeah.
Good times, everybody.
Yeah, everybody had fun with that. Yeah.
Listen every day. You won't miss this stuff.
Okay.
So, I would just say, Ron, is everything all right? You just seem like you've been in a bad mood for your whole life.
Well, you know, for your whole life.
Well, you got to be funny, too.
Yeah, okay. Oh, you got to be cute and funny.
Why not?
Yeah, I suppose things haven't been going my way recently.
Well, I just kind of wish you wouldn't take it out on me, if that's okay. I mean, I haven't done anything to offend you, have I? So...
Oh, you are a little bitchy.
I thought that was your role.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm sorry. I can't get beyond it. All right. Tori, that was very, very nice.
That was
very pleasant.
Okay, good.
That is a nice way of putting it.
So people can grow and learn and be helpful if you start the right way, which I'm learning myself because someone's doing that for me, and I like that.
That's very, very nice,
I'm not
actually.
Offended. Yeah.
I like that approach. I do have long lists of things I could say to a lot of people.
Right.
But I think the people that I got to tell you something. The people that I know would take offense to it anyway and turn it around and say, oh, if that's the way you feel. If I said to a person, you know, I want to say I love talking to you. You're a wonderful, sweet, loving person.
See, you're starting good.
I'm trying. You're a sweet, loving person, and I love the conversations that we have. Sometimes it can become a bit lengthy to the point
where... You're a
windbag. That's where I'm going.
I know.
To the point where they're exhaustive and I feel like taking my own life.
Yeah, you can't do that.
That's too far. I was trying to throw humor into it like you told me
I know, but see, people are sensitive.
Yeah, but I am very busy and I need to have things shortened around me. So... To save you time, because you probably will die sooner than me,
right,
you might want to have some more time to spend with family and friends and not with me so much.
How about, I hate to rush you, but I do have to be someplace. Just make something up like that.
No, but then you're not being honest. Then you're getting out of the situation.
Oh, I see.
It's not solving
it.
Yeah,
that's a good
point. I have to tell them that they talk too much, and I really don't care to talk to them that much.
Yeah, they're talking your face off.
Literally.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah.
That's a deal breaker sometimes.
Yeah. See, I don't think I'm good at it, so I just pretty much let it pass. Thanks for this wonderful theater lesson, though.
Oh, you're welcome. That was enjoyable.
But it's a good idea. You know, you're right. It's a good idea to be honest. And you know what? Even if you wind up alone because you're too honest and nobody can stand you and stand your honesty,
right.
At least you're true to yourself.
That's right. There might be a fit out there for you. Don't give up.
Yeah, probably not.
Maybe not.
Fits don't come around a lot.
They say there's a lid for every pot.
Have you seen my drawer downstairs in the kitchen?
I haven't.
It's not there.
Uh-oh.
There is no lid for every pot. There's no lid for one pot.
Yeah.
But why go through my problems?
No.
Ron, you seem to have a lot of lid problems.
You do.
Yeah.
Could I ask you a question?
Sure.
Have you ever said...
Are you going to chew me out in a nice way?
Yes.
Okay.
No, because I don't know if you've ever said this.
Okay.
Your bucket list. This is on my bucket list.
I've never said it.
Good.
I've never
I
said
like
it.
That you've never said that.
I
haven't either.
Yeah.
But that's something that I think it's, I don't like it.
It's too
definitive.
It's
overused.
It's too definitive. I don't like it either.
Yeah. And it's catchphrase abuse.
Well, not only that, but it's like I'm spending all my time preparing for my demise. So these are the things that I should do before I can no longer breathe and experience anything.
Even if they're not spending almost their time
good.
On it. I don't want to hear that like at the end of the day. I don't want these phrases.
Yeah.
I want them eliminated from the vernacular and then I'll be pleased. Mm. That's not too much to ask, is it?
I actually used the phrase literally recently.
Don't.
I did. Did you see? I went to Facebook and did my annual posting.
Okay.
And I posted a picture.
I saw that. It was disgusting.
Yeah. It was in a KFC Taco Bell / franchise window.
America.
And it was disgusting. So I took a picture of it and I thought, all right, I don't do Facebook. Every time I do, I make a huge mistake. But
you had some activity on it, I noticed.
See? Like a gerbil without a string, I figured, let me give it a try. So I took the picture, and I said, okay, now I have to come up with a little quote that I will misspell eventually, right. or it will be grammatically incorrect, but right. you know, whatever. So I said, to die for, because that's the phrase when you like something a lot.
Right.
And then dot, 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 you're, literally.
Right. Okay. Then, you know, sometimes literally works because you're using it the correct it, way.
I didn't know what other use word to use.
Some people say it every minute or it's just right. not said correctly.
Okay. It's overused.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because they're dum-dums.
Right. So that's it. And I think the post went through fine. There weren't like 200 responses to it. There were like six.
That's fine, because for you, that's probably good.
Well, for me, that's good. Oh, I understand what you're saying.
You're never there.
I'm not there, no.
Yeah, speaking of likes and Facebook, well, the whole death penalty versus life in prison yes. with the conviction yes. that would just happen.
With Zarnoff
the bomber, correct.
Right, yeah.
People are all excited that he got the death penalty. For one thing, I think celebrating anyone's death is kind of grim and morbid, and I don't agree with it. Okay? But secondly, life in a supermax prison, go Google supermax prison and find out what that means. It's much worse than a peaceful death where you go to sleep like at your vet. Okay.
People were saying that. Some television stations did tours of virtual tours of this facility and spoke to people that knew about it and said that the death sentence would be spending time in that facility.
Oh, it's torture.
Where you basically can't see sunlight anymore.
Right, 23 hours a day. A concrete slab with a thin piece of fabric for a mattress, you know, some kind of thin mattress.
You would look for ways to commit suicide.
And people
is what
have.
You would do.
And a matter of fact, federal convictions for the death penalty, only, I think, 3 or 4 have been even carried out since they reinstated it. And something 74 have been not carried out.
A couple of the victims, the people who were, you know, lost their legs and limbs due to the bombing, said that they vehemently want him to get life imprisonment and not the death penalty, because with the death penalty comes all these court dates that come up.
Oh, lots of appeals, sure.
Yeah, and it goes on and on and on, and these people, like, if they just send him away to this facility, no one will talk about him, he won't be in the news,
he won't
come up. Nothing will happen.
No.
On the other hand, young Tory, there are so many high-profile cases where these people get off scot-free. Didn't happen to Aaron Hernandez.
The Unabomber is sitting in that prison.
Yes,
so
he
there is.
Is
no scot-free sometimes, and people Correct. Just forget that. They want an eye for an eye, and sometimes that's okay. In this case, I don't think so.
It was such an egregious, horrible... act on totally innocent people
then
and children.
Then put him in that prison. That's worse
I
than
know,
a
Tori,
peaceful death.
I know, but at the same time, you have to have bars and levels, and you have to show that certain things are even beyond egregious where you have to reach this level, and he reached it. If he hadn't gotten a death penalty, the thought might be, no one will ever be getting the death penalty because how much,
right.
What can
That's
you do
point.
That is worse than this?
Right.
So kind of screwed up for himself. I don't mind the death penalty in his case because Timothy McVeigh.
I was going to bring that up.
He wasn't on death row all that long, actually.
That's right.
In the scheme of things. And he got it. He got the sizzle. He went to the sizzler.
Sure did.
So there might
American
be.
American homegrown.
Yeah. So there might be a precedent for bombers, for terrorist bombers to actually, they actually carry this out.
Right.
So hopefully so. And I don't, where he's going and where he's staying isn't a picnic either.
The shoe bomber, the unibomber, there's several bombers there.
Yeah. So he should, maybe they can.
But they'll never. They won't even meet. When you go outside 1 hour a day, you go in a little circle to get fresh air.
The guy, he's young. Through his entire life, the only light of day he'll see is maybe going into the courthouse for the appeal.
Yeah,
but
kill me now.
I don't think he even goes to the courthouse for the appeals. I think his attorneys do that.
Probably.
And the only appeal that apparently they have that's even remotely possible, and appeals are like are successful so rarely, especially in a high profile. It ain't going to happen. It might give this little guy a little hope in his mind to keep him going, as opposed to being thrown underground in this facility you talk about where he should really kill himself there.
They have suicides there. I think they've had 7.
But they were saying, like, if they had moved the trial out of Massachusetts, where it actually took place, then it might be different. And I say, excuse me, the news went further than Massachusetts. Right. This was like a worldwide terrorism event. So where are you going to go that you would feel? I mean, your chances were better in Massachusetts because here they don't believe in the death penalty. They don't have the death penalty.
Oh, that's right.
You had a pretty good shot here.
Right. And try it in Texas.
Yeah.
Okay,
they won't even let you through the front door before they give you the injection.
If you're mentally handicapped, they'll execute you. Yes. They don't care.
Yeah, they don't care.
Nothing.
They don't care. No. They don't care at all. So he actually got the most lenient jury he could find under the circumstances in a state that didn't believe in the death penalty. So there's no appeal.
I just don't appeal. I don't agree with celebrating any death on, you know, someone gets
I understand
convicted.
With
oh,
you.
Let's party. Oh, they're going to kill him. That's great. That's an immature attitude.
I don't think anybody was partying from that.
Yeah,
they thought
people with master's degrees were. And guess what I think about people with
master's
degrees? I'm not going to say names, but people with master's degrees
were partying?
They don't.
What do you mean by partying?
Celebrating.
With drinks?
Yeah.
Well, I drink anyway.
Well,
it doesn't
the point is, people with master's degrees, guess what? You mean nothing to me. To anyone. They're dum-dums. What does that piece of paper mean?
Exactly. You had enough money to get the piece of paper.
Yeah, exactly.
That's all it meant. You don't have to be a genius to go through a master's program. You just
and
have to attend
that are
the class.
Not,
you just show up. You show up and you pass.
I'm smarter than people with master's degrees.
No kidding, Tori.
So, I mean, again.
No kidding, Tori.
Don't get me started. I'm already started.
Yeah.
That wipe a thing with the rain.
Yes.
Okay, a lot of people have caught on. I'm not going to beat it to death and belabor the point. It's better
it's
than
the
it
law.
Was.
It's the
They've
law.
Had a month to get used to it.
Right.
But it's not 100%. Maybe nothing's going to be 100% in life. I was disappointed that it's the rain pouring down this week.
Whenever it rains, I get very conscious about that new law. Let's repeat the law for those that
Good
may
idea.
Not understand.
Good idea.
In Massachusetts, and it's coming to your state too, because this is growing in statehood, if you turn on your windshield wipers, you have to turn on your headlights.
Correct.
You can't have your wipers going without your headlights on.
You can have your headlights without your wipers. Go right ahead.
You may do so. You may do so. On a Thursday. But not
after
on the,
12.
If it's an even day.
Yeah, it's correct.
Right. But if it's hazard enough for you to put your wipers on to the point where you can't see out the windshield.
Common sense.
Then you do that as well. Now, somebody actually asked me, if I'm cleaning my windshield and do that little spritz thing, do I have to put my lights on?
Oh.
And I said, you are stupid. Probably not.
If you're going to get caught that quickly?
Yeah.
And besides, it's a spritz. It's not the rain.
Yeah, right. It's correct. Yes.
So did you set them straight in a nice, tactful way?
No, because I'm not like you.
Oh, I'm not always tactful. Case in point today.
I felt like saying, you know, you should get a ticket, actually.
Yeah.
Because you're stupid.
That's
there
right.
should be
the Darwin
tickets
Awards.
For stupid.
You ever look up the Darwin Awards on the internet?
No, I have not.
Oh, those are fun.
No.
Yeah.
I have a very big pet peeve about education. Everybody is so kissy-kissy, facey-facey on education.
Mm.
Oh, the children's education is so, so important. Mm-hmm. Oh, we've got to educate our children.
Well, you will get paid more if you have that. That's the bottom line.
You got to go to college, otherwise you are worth nothing. You are
too bad
a mindless fuck if you don't have a piece of paper.
Right.
And that annoys me because plumbers and electricians.
It's trade
and
school. This should count
go
for something.
It's trade school. But they don't call it college.
No.
And
it's a vocation.
Yes, a vocation that guarantees you big bucks.
Right.
The smartest person in the world is not an entrepreneur and is not common sense thinking necessarily either. Mm-hmm. And when you go, I went to college. I didn't show up for half the classes. Mm-hmm. There were no A, B, C, D, E's. It was pass or fail.
Correct, yeah.
You get passed. If you give them the money, you give them the tuition, you're going to walk away with the piece of paper and you're going to put that little square hat on your head. Because you can at least do that much to get the gown on. Bruce Jenner is a good example of that.
I don't want to sound bitter either.
No.
But I'm just a little resentful in a way that they think that it's their statements and their opinions matter more, maybe. Because I think they matter less.
Because society makes you feel like you're nobody without that
stupidity.
Paper.
Stupidity, yeah.
And I say, all right, hand them over the $60,000 and here's your paper. I mean, because that's really what it's about. It's not $60,000 total. It ends up being like, what about, it's four years of that. Well, it's like
right.
It's a $250,000 at least.
Wow.
for that piece of paper. And then most kids have to take out loans in order to do that because their parents can't afford all of that.
Right.
And then you get out of college, can't find a job, and you owe more money than when you even started. It's just odd to me. It's very, very odd. And it's society that's
capitalism.
Putting that. It's society's doing it.
Money. Everything's about money.
I mean, people you know in business probably will say the same thing that I am, I assume. I don't give a crap load of haystack in my pants whether you have a college degree or not. But if you sit down and talk to me and you're personable and you have common sense,
right,
and I in my business can mold you, mm-hmm, into what I want you to be in my business,
yeah,
and you're teachable,
right,
and you've got a good personality, you get along with people, my customers will love you.
Great. See?
You got the job, man.
That's what
you
I was hoping for would happen in my life. And it hasn't happened,
paper.
But yeah. That's been disappointing for me.
You lie about the paper.
Yeah, I get a fudge stuff, huh? Oh.
Well, you call it fudge. I call it lie.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And believe me, it works. And if an employer says, oh, you said you graduated from Wheaton College, I'm calling Wheaton College to see if you did graduate or not. If they're going to be stick-ass people like that.
But then I'd be a liar, and they don't. Who would want a liar working
for
them?
You're not a liar.
No, I'm a fudger.
Oh, of course they want a liar.
Oh.
Are you? If you're going to be in sales,
I don't. Oh, yeah.
What
all
is
right.
that? Of course, that's line 101.
Right, that's true. Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't look at it that
way.
We
call it stretching the truth.
Right.
You know what you do?
What do I do?
If someone says, have you been to Wheaton College? Mm-hmm. Did you go to Wheaton College? You say yes.
Really?
And then you get in the car. If you don't want to lie, you drive to Wheaton College and you stand out in front of it and say, here I am at Wheaton College. Now, if they phrase it differently.
Right, good point.
And say, did you get a diploma at Wheaton College? Say, all right, hold on. You go get a piece of paper in your car. You drive out to Wheaton College and you stand out there with a rolled out piece of paper,
right,
and you say, yes, I have
that
a diploma.
That looks a little phony. Doesn't it?
I'm just saying.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
I don't know if I can get away with it. Not if I'd want to. I just want to say, look, I don't have it.
Tori,
do you want me or not?
People are going to, you choose huge colleges where they have enrollments of like 2 million people
University
per semester.
University of Phoenix.
Something obscure that nobody would call, you know?
Well, that one's online. I think it's just strictly online, isn't it?
Well, yes, it is.
Yeah.
Well, that's not impressive, though.
Well.
That's not impressive. That's like saying I went to community college. Oh, okay, fine.
Well, I did.
Well, that's
fine. I didn't graduate it, but
that's
I went
fine.
To it.
But it doesn't impress people.
No, I know.
So you choose gigantic colleges and nobody's going to call, and it's fine.
Right. Notre Dame, it's a good
right.
one. I'll pick that one.
Now, there's another way of doing this.
Okay.
If you're, nobody should be unemployed because they don't lie well enough. So
yeah,
let me help them.
Yeah.
I should be doing seminars.
You should do that.
Here's what you do. You find a company that went out of business like about 10 years ago or 5 years ago.
Right.
No trace of them. Totally out of business.
Right.
Went bankrupt. Gone. Finished. Ron, what work experience you have? Well, I worked for this company for 20 years. And
like
what's the name of the company?
Or something.
Yeah. You find a company that went out of business. And you say, say Raytheon. That's
yeah,
it. You
yeah.
know? And they go, well, I can't call them, but wow, that's pretty good, Ron.
Yeah.
What are they
okay.
going to do? Who are they going to call
yeah.
to check to see if you work for
I
Raytheon?
Like this. I like this.
Hey.
Good idea.
Life is so simple, really.
It really is.
Think about
Thank
it.
You.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good job.
Not a big deal. Not a big deal.
By the way.
I worked for Kodak for a long time in Rochester, by the way.
I know. You did tell me that, didn't you? I
didn't.
Maybe you've lied about it. You've lied about it so many times, I believe you.
There's no more Kodak.
I heard him say that once before. So you just keep that lie going long enough.
I lived in Rochester, New York for 2 years. I worked for Kodak. Because everybody in Rochester works for Kodak.
Like Polaroid here. Wasn't there a Polaroid here?
There was.
I actually knew someone that worked for Polaroid. An old woman.
There's no records.
She probably died now.
They're gone. They're gone.
She sold Avon and worked for Polaroid.
For 10 years. Oh, I can't check. Oh, I guess you know enough about that.
Yeah, Portuguese lady.
Yeah. Tell me, what did you do for Polaroid? What do you need me to do for your company? It was the same thing. Believe me.
Believe me.
I don't know what it was. I had to do film.
Yeah.
Now, we're not looking for somebody in film. We're looking for management. I was the manager of film. So there you go.
Okay.
How many people did you manage? How many people do you want me to manage? Man, the manager.
This lie is just growing by the minute, though.
I'm telling you, Tori, there's no excuse.
It's better to tell
no
the truth
excuse.
And you don't have to try to remember your lies.
Never lie about something that you can't do, though.
Well,
be
yeah.
smart and be careful about your lies.
Right. I can do anything, though. I can do everything.
Can you lift a piano?
With help.
Oh, you got a caveat.
Can't I use a jack, like a car jack?
I don't know who Jack
is. Slip it under the piano and what just piano pump
company?
It up.
Did you work for a piano company movie?
Yes, Steinway.
They're out of business. No. Mr. Steinway, I have Toy on the line.
I've never heard of Toy.
Yeah, doesn't that's work. All.
All right, fine.
I can do anything.
So that's, I like that attitude. I can do anything.
I've recently adopted that attitude.
I can't.
No.
Because I don't want to do everything.
No.
Talk about your bucket list.
No, we're not going to talk about that because I don't like those two words.
I call it something else. Can you imagine what I call it?
A fuck it list.
That's it. Thank you for saying that so I didn't have to.
So just do it. Whatever. Whatever.
My fuck it list is long. Mm. I don't bother writing it down because basically, fuck it. Why bother?
Right. So, are you going to do these things or not, though?
No, I'm not. Fuck it. It's a fuck it list. I'm not doing anything.
Yeah, you're not. You're just going to stay here.
Anything. I did everything.
There's nothing wrong with staying here.
Your life has become quite exciting. I see a lot of pictures of you in race cars and motorcycles and things. Mm-hmm. My goodness, it's like you've gone back to your youth all of a sudden.
I like this.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm happy. I'm excited.
How much daredevilish? I guess a daredevil died recently.
That's funny. Daredevil died.
Daredevil died. Did they?
Not Evel Knievel.
No.
Well, then who?
I guess there's another one.
Wow, there's only one.
No, the Willendas, the other one. He didn't die.
A circus guy?
Yeah, circus guy.
The flying Willendas?
Well, they don't really fly.
Was it like trapeze?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
not really a daredevil.
These are guys that go from building to building on a tightrope. Those are the Willendas.
Uh-oh.
And a lot of them have died.
So somebody fell off?
It wasn't one of them. It was another daredevil whom I wasn't familiar with. Yeah, it happens. Well, I mean, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
It's, oh boy, how can I say this tastefully? It's not awful.
Oh, because he did it to himself? Because he was too reckless?
Yes. I don't know if it was reckless. If you're going to do things that are death-defying by nature because you're a daredevil, you do death-defying things.
Right, then that could happen.
Yeah. It's like the crocodile hunter.
Oh,
Steve Irwin, I believe
he got stabbed by a stingray.
Yes. It wasn't even a crocodile.
It was an accident, though.
But if you're going to go living with crocodiles and wrestling them, then something's going to happen someday. If you're on a motorcycle every day riding the rough terrain over boulders, someday you're going to fall off the bike.
That sounds like a dirt bike. I'm not on a dirt bike. And we're not busting any moves. It's just a casual little...
That's fine.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that. I'm not talking about you per se.
Right. Per se.
I'm just saying that...
Right. Well, life is full of risks. Mm. I mean, if you want to be safe, stay in your house. And even then, you're probably not safe completely.
Oh, you could fall down the stairs or you could step on a crack.
Yeah. Just be conscious of, you know, things that you're doing.
Yes, no matter what. But the more adventurous you get, the more you put yourself into situations.
But also, the more fun life can be.
Oh, good times. Do you like to ski?
I have skied. I don't know how much I like it. I'm not an expert, but I can do okay.
If someone said to you, hey, Tori, let's go skiing tomorrow, of course, that would be ridiculous.
Maybe in Vail.
Yeah, right. Would you say, sure?
Yes.
Okay. Here's the thing with skiing. If you ski enough, you will fall down and break your legs.
I haven't broken anything skiing.
Go on one more ski trip.
I know, at my age now, I'm getting older.
It certainly increases the possibility. Yeah. Now, that's no way to live. I realize that.
But I'm not going down the Black Diamond slope either. I just go on the Bunny Hill?
What is it about adrenaline that makes a person pump it?
It has to do with your brain. It's dopamine and endorphins and all kinds of things are firing off.
I don't have that in me.
That's too bad. I thought everyone did.
No, they miss those with me.
Oh.
They miss those with me. I don't have them at all. I don't get excited about doing dangerous things at all.
Do you ever get excited about doing anything, though?
Dangerous?
Just any. Do you get excited?
About doing something dangerous?
Do you have adrenaline in you?
Yes. Okay, I pee in the middle of the night.
I don't think that's the same thing.
Okay. But I don't get excited about dangerous situations. No, I don't. I never have. So I think it takes a certain kind of person to who has that adrenaline. Mm-hmm. I don't.
Okay.
I don't. Don't have it. Don't want it. But plenty of other people do. Maybe someone has my adrenaline.
Yeah, they stole it from you.
Yes.
When you were home. See, your home was not safe.
No, it's not.
They broke in and stole it.
Well, I should have an adrenaline alarm system for my adrenaline. I don't know.
I had one more thing.
I don't care.
I only have one more thing.
What do you got? Want to shoot your load?
Just sounded so wrong. yeah. I was in...
See, to me, that was exciting.
Yeah, well, that's a guy thing, I think.
I just got an adrenaline rush from saying, do you want to shoot your load?
Right, that's totally a guy thing.
It was so wrong to say.
Yeah, you need to be a bunch of guys saying that together. That could be something weird,
that,
too, then.
That wouldn't make it as exciting to say it to say it to a female
right.
publicly.
Yeah.
I got a rush.
Okay, good.
I just got a rush.
Route 18 mm-hmm. in Weymouth. Mm-hmm. There's a liquor store. John's sure. Liquor. Nicest guy ever. I went in there and got some liquor and talked to him. No, it's not a joke.
Why would you go into a liquor store and buy liquor?
It's what I do. I don't know.
That is
it's
so exciting.
That's what happened.
Wow.
And he was a nice Vietnamese gentleman. And
Pacific Rim?
I'm not sure.
I'm not sure if that's part of it or not.
No, that sounds like Fiji or something.
Okay.
Indonesia, maybe. All right, but anyway, he was very sweet, and mm-hmm. we talked about Vietnam and America, and mm-hmm. he said this country is the best country because he said over there in, you know, Asia, there's either very rich or very poor. There's nothing in the middle. And here, he likes correct. That there's a middle. That was his rationale.
Well, there is a middle... There's a psychological, fictitional middle.
Mm-hmm.
They're kind of here. There isn't really a middle class. They call themselves middle class, but there really isn't a middle.
Really?
The middle is not the middle.
What is it?
It's the lower middle is the middle.
Oh, so there's only the higher echelon.
There's the higher. There's a lot of levels
there
to
can't
it.
Be. There has to be a middle.
But then the middle changes. The middle's dropped. The bar's dropped for the middle.
Okay.
I think. But that's nice.
Yeah.
Let me ask you something. We're different in this sense.
Mm-hmm.
Probably different in a lot of senses.
Probably.
You walked into a liquor store, Tori,
mm-hmm.
which I would also do.
And have done, no yes. doubt.
No, I'm surprised I haven't run into you there. Were you in the process of getting liquor?
Mm-hmm.
Were you by yourself?
Yes.
Was your... I'm sorry for interrogating you.
Here we go, to tell the truth again.
What?
The TV show.
When you went into Betty, when you Arlene.
Soupy.
When you went into the liquor store, your idea was to buy a bottle of liquor and leave. Just
three.
To make a purchase.
Three bottles
of liquor. Okay.
And it came to $76.
Alrighty. So you walk in, and here is a Vietnamese shop owner.
Mm-hmm.
And... you had conversation with him about his culture and about his country.
And he was interested in my podcast, and I wrote down the address, and yeah,
how do
he was
you
a great guy.
See, I can't do this. I can't do this. I feel like I shouldn't be on the planet. How do you reach the point where you are involved with a stranger that you don't know in conversation
mm-hmm.
when the only real exchange should be, here are the bottles I want to buy. This is how much it costs.
It happens to me all the time.
I don't do that.
Well, people...
How does it happen? How did it evolve?
Because...
You're in the store. Mm-hmm. You're looking for the liquor. This is wine?
Rum, Malibu, Kahlua, and a bottle of wine.
Someone's having a party.
No, just, okay. Just stop when you stock up.
All right. So you're walking in, and you're on the shelf. Did he approach you and say,
if I needed any help, sure.
Did he say that?
Yes.
To you? And how did you respond to him?
I said, no, I think I'm okay.
All right, that should have been it, babe.
No.
You should have gotten your bottles, walked up to the counter, made a payment, got in your car, and the life is over for that chunk. But something happened.
There was another guy walking around, too, and I wasn't sure if he worked there, so I did ask him a question, uh-huh. and he said... that he didn't speak any English, and he was Chinese. So I said, "Ni hao ma," and he said, "Oh, ni hao, and dai jin, xie xie."
Were you
in
this
country? We had a little conversation. It was so fun.
Were you in this country?
Huh? Yeah. Okay. This was in Weymouth last weekend.
Because in Quincy, that might happen.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Because there are a lot of
yeah
Chinese people there. But No, not in this area. So, all right, so you walked in. So you bumped into a guy, and you asked him for help?
I wasn't sure if he worked there, but he said yeah, and he didn't speak
English. Were you asking him for help?
Yeah. He was over by the beer.
All right, he's by the beer. Well, you know. And you said, do you work here?
Yep.
And he said, chow, chow, chow.
No, I said, I don't speak English.
I don't speak English.
With a Chinese accent.
And then you stepped it up, and you started speaking Chinese to him.
A little bit. And he liked it.
Of course he likes it.
Smiled.
Yeah. Because that doesn't happen a lot from an American person like you.
Right, because Americans don't want to learn about other cultures. Most of them. They just don't care. And people want respect.
I don't know hieroglyphics.
So you talk to them and you ask them questions. They love to talk about it.
So you're doing the back and forth.
Yeah.
And, all right, that was the end of that conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And then, now, do you have all your bottles yet?
Yep, I got my bottles. Go back
up,
go up to
pay. Now you're going up, you're going to go to pay. And now you're at the counter to pay.
And that's where he was talking about the class differences there.
Now, why would he bring that? If I brought up a bottle of liquor, and I'd say, here's what I want to buy. And he said, you know, the class differences in Vietnam. Didn't happen like that, did it?
I don't know, but he was friendly to me. Maybe it's the way I look and that I'm friendly.
But how did he get into the class differences in Vietnam simply by you bringing a couple of bottles up to the counter is my question.
I think he was interested to talk about his culture.
For no reason whatsoever, with a complete stranger who on the other side of the aisle was going,
because I'm interested in other cultures.
How does he know this? Did he overhear you, perhaps, with the other guy?
I don't think so.
Did you ask for a case of Tsingshao beer?
Oh, you know Tsingshao beer.
Yeah, of course I did.
Oh,
Tori,
interesting.
I went to college. I got the paper.
I see. It's not a lot of alcohol content in that. It's not high enough.
I'm just trying to figure out how you got to that point.
I get to that point with everybody. I don't know why. I ask about their accents, and then if I know their language, I greet them in their language.
Yeah.
They get excited.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's just
because when I talk to strange women and make conversation, I'd immediately get the feeling that they think I'm creepy.
Well, you're a guy and I'm a girl. It's going to work opposite.
So
way,
you started the conversation. Had the guy behind the counter, the Vietnamese guy behind the
counter.
He was
late showing up, so I got there right when I was about to leave, but he was just apologizing. Oh, come on in. So I was the first one in the store.
So there was an incident.
Right before he came in, I was talking to him.
So there was an opening for conversation.
Yeah, maybe that's
it. So it wasn't a cold thing where you're bringing up the bottles and there he is.
Right, no.
Okay. You said something like, "Oh, I didn't know you were here."
He goes, "Sorry,
sorry."
I'm late. Yeah.
All right. So, and then a romantic.
it wasn't that romantic. It was just, you know, learning.
Sorry, I'm late. And
it's funny because everyone asks me, Ron, when I do these things, where are you from? Every time.
Ask you?
Yeah, like it's another country or something. I always say Brockton.
Ask you where you're from?
Yes. Every time I've approached someone with the language and hi, you know, how are you doing in their language.
I think
the way that it's supposed to be said.
Oh, so they
accent.
Think you might have lived in their country for
Sometime,
a while.
Maybe.
How else would you
know
their language?
It's every
gotcha.
Time.
I got you.
And he didn't. He asked me if I was from here. I said, no. I said, from where are you from? I said, from Brockton. Oh.
Because why?
I don't know.
Oh, come on. Why would he ask you if you're from here or not? You must have overheard something. There must be some reason he would have said
maybe
that to
Maybe because I've
you.
Never been in his store and he thought, I'm new to the area.
Okay.
And, you know, he's maybe his regular.
He must be from Israel.
Like when I was in Truckee's, the bag boy said, the guy in front of me, he goes, he's a regular to me after when I was done with my shopping.
Oh,
and I said, I'm not a regular.
Well, you were defending yourself. You didn't want the connection.
I was being funny.
Right.
And
oh,
I keep going to Truckee's.
I think you were insulted. Have you been there twice now?
At least.
Really?
Yeah.
Because it's nearby where you are.
Right.
Yeah.
Where I am lately. Yeah. Yes.
No, they need to get a life in there. They need to...
it's so quiet. It's almost like a funeral parlor.
They need to man up. They need to grocery up.
Yeah.
They really don't know how to...
They don't?
No. They're awful. I've been in there a few times.
They're just tiny. They're small. They're quaint.
They're quaint. Yeah. They might as well just put sawdust on the floor and dress from the 1880s or something.
That'd be cool.
It would be actually that...
Yeah,
oh, that
know,
would be a nice idea,
that
actually.
That's it. I kind of like that feeling, though, because it's like growing up at the BPM. You know, it's a small supermarket.
Yeah.
Then when they changed that all and turned it into Shaw's, that was
the end. Yeah. Nice idea.
Yeah.
I had an idea yesterday for another business again.
Ooh. Are you going to share?
Yeah, I'm going to share.
Okay.
It's so simple, but yet it's never done. And you may say, Ron, you're talking about Whole Foods as a model, and I'm going to tell you, no, I'm not. I went to the store yesterday because it was a nice day outside, and I wanted to barbecue a couple of hot dogs.
Day before yesterday.
It was yesterday.
Today's Wednesday. Did you?
That's right. No, this was on Monday. Boy, I'm losing track of days somehow.
I know.
Thank you very much.
Silly. You're welcome.
On Monday, it was 2 days ago.
Right.
I was in the, I was in Shaw's. Hmm. Should I say the name of the?
Why? I mean, why were you in Shaw's? Thought you went to a different store.
I was in Shaw's.
Okay.
And I was looking for hot dogs. I went to a barbecue club. And I'm looking at, and they have the area with all the hot dogs, and I'm looking at it, and I happen to look at the sodium content of the hot dog.
Don't ever look at the contents of hot dogs. I don't even know what they're made of. I don't want to know. Don't tell me.
Yeah, there's a lot of byproducts and stuff. But if you look deep, you can find some of them that are natural and that have no nitrates at all and are low in sodium.
Okay.
And I had to search.
And no flavor.
But you know what?
What?
You know what? You put so much crap on the hot dogs, it doesn't matter.
I don't. Put mustard. What else do you need?
Mustard is a condiment.
Sure. That's not a lot. I'd like to put onions and chili. I'd like to make it like a hot, like a Michigan Red Hot. Have you ever had those?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. That's what it's all about.
I mean, I like hot dogs with the natural casing. But for that, I just use used condoms. It slips in really nice. Yeah, it gives you a little snap.
I guess it holds everything in together, right?
Sure does. Anyway, there's an idea. There's a business idea.
Yeah, it's a terrible idea.
So anyway, so it took me a long time to weed out these, and finally I found some hot dogs that were only 260 milligrams of sodium, no nitrates.
Hmm.
The fat was like 1.5 saturated fat, which is nothing.
Right.
No sugar. And the calories, 90 calories per dog.
Wow.
Incredible. Bought myself
What's your plan?
Why did I have to go through this? I mean, if there was a store where people don't want to eat like healthy foods all the time, but they don't want to eat the stuff that is just really not good for you. And this is everybody over 40. And then I went to the aisle where the spaghetti sauces are because I knew I was out of that. I want spaghetti.
Do you like ragu? I love ragu.
Sodium up the ass.
Oh, no. Well, you know what? It's good. There's nothing worse than awful spaghetti sauce. That's a downer.
But Tori, you ruins
everything.
Here's what you do.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, so I went through. I looked at every single label, every single jar, and I started to find spaghetti sauce, a tad more expensive, where the sodium wasn't 600 milligrams of sodium in a teaspoon, babe. No one has a teaspoon of spaghetti sauce ever.
That's a good point.
Yeah. You're having like my 2,000 milligrams of sodium. You might just die there.
You're going to blow up. You're going to have water retention,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Swollen ankles. You're going to have cankles.
Adrenaline problems.
Sure.
So, yeah, you're going to have cankles. So I found a spaghetti sauce that was like 300 milligrams of sodium, which is not so bad.
Mm-hmm.
Only 2 grams of sugar, which is fine.
Right.
So here's what you do. Here's what you do, Tori. You buy the healthy stuff without all the crap in it.
Okay.
You take it home. You put it in your saucepan.
Right.
You add some wine to it, which has some natural sugars.
Cooking
to
wine
it.
Or regular wine?
No, regular wine. Some a red wine.
Okay.
A red wine.
Good, good. I have
you
that.
Add a little bit of that. Yeah. Little flavorings to it. I like to add some dried onion into
okay,
it.
Okay, good.
It's not
cheating if you're not making it from scratch. You can do that because I don't
then
know
it's
about making
then
it from
it starts,
scratch.
Well, I know it's tough, but then it starts to taste really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm in control now of what I'm adding into it.
Okay,
I'm not all of a sudden eating 2,000 milligrams of stuff.
Right,
and I thought, Ron, why isn't there a store for people like you, of which there must be more than one,
oh, sure,
who don't want to stand there and look at every single freaking label? A section in the supermarket or just a store.
Yeah.
Just a store for people that love food, love great taste, don't want to spend a fortune at Whole Foods, which
right,
you have to do.
Because they have organic sections.
Yeah.
Why can't they have that?
But, you know, it's a place where you're not going to find 800 milligrams of sodium. You're not going to find soups that are 800 milligrams of sodium. Here's what I do.
Mm-hmm.
Campbell's has started making soups that are low in sodium, that are only down to like 20 milligrams of sodium, which tastes like cardboard crap.
Really? Okay.
But you put that in the pan at home. You get some cooking sherry or some sherry. You add that to the mushroom soup. Tasty.
Right.
Or you take your salt shaker and you put in just enough to where it's tasty.
What about Accent? Have you ever heard of that? That's
very
sticky sprinkle. I used
nice.
That last night.
Nice.
I made my signature dish. You know what my signature dish is?
Meatloaf?
No.
Oh.
but it is rice, scrambled eggs, and beans. And you mix them all together. Throw a little accent on there.
Sounds tasty.
It just fills your belly. It's good.
Very tasty.
I can do it too.
Yeah.
Do it all the time. That's why I can keep my girlish figure.
Telling you, man. Minute rice has something like 500-600 milligrams of sodium.
This was the success bag. I like in the bag.
If you,
it's less messy.
Some of the white rices, the balsami rice and the jasmine rice.
Right.
No sodium whatsoever,
but man. But jasmine? Then it's floury. I don't want floury food.
It's not at all.
Isn't jasmine a flower?
It's lower in carbohydrates than the minute rice.
I'm not eating flowers.
No, it's not. It's not flowers. That's the name of the jasmine rice.
But jasmine smells, doesn't it? Like
it's
jasmine?
Not, it's not the flower.
It's just a flavor. It's just a name?
It's a flavor. It's a jasmani.
Like balsami. Saffron. I don't like
maybe
saffron either.
Because
saffron is,
maybe
is flowery
jasmine.
Too.
Maybe
okay.
It's not jasmine. Maybe it right. Sounds like jasmine.
Okay, because I don't want any flowers
jasmine or
in
something.
My mouth.
Right.
Thank you.
Okay. But I'm just saying. The foods that are extreme,
mm-hmm.
we ain't going to sell. If you want a macaroni okay. and cheese, it ain't going to be that crap.
Can't it's you make a better macaroni and cheese?
Yes, you can. So anyway, mm-hmm. That's the store that I would like to do,
okay.
Where you can walk in there and anything you pick off the shelf is going to be not extreme.
I see. Okay. Well, that's the future. That'll probably happen down the road, don't you think?
That's in the future when we're living on another planet.
Right,
that's
and you
for
have
the
space food.
Remember the Jetsons? You remember that television show?
Of course.
You say of course. If I,
I'm old.
If you walked into a convenience store or right. a supermarket and the person behind the counter was like 24 years old.
Oh no!
And
you'd
say no, and that's where I start feeling sad.
Oh, because they missed out on the Jetsons.
Well,
there's worse things in life.
No, because. I and they shouldn't know who the Jetsons are because they weren't around. Yeah, they don't
but
know who they are.
They rerun those though.
Yeah, but not enough for these okay. vappy kids. But the point is that, and it's fine that they don't know who they are because they weren't on in their generation.
Right.
But it just says to me, oh my God, I've moved on. I've moved.
Mm.
There is that division has occurred.
As it should.
It does to everybody.
That's
it does
life.
To every generation.
Right.
It is life, Tori. But for most of my life, I lived in sharing all that information and that knowledge. With
that's right. Now you can't.
No,
now you just
I can't
have to,
do
you're,
it.
You're done, now you're doing this. It's all that's left.
And that's sad, too.
Isn't it sad?
It is sad.
We're a couple of sad sacks.
We're sad people.
We're goobers. We're
yeah.
hokey goobers.
Hokey goober. You know, once again, we managed to do a show, and I fail to find any substance in it. But it's just
entertainment,
it's entertainment. It's entertainment.
You can't buy this. That's why it's free.
Someday you will buy this, but not right now.
Not right now.
Not right now.
So enjoy it while it's free.
That's what I always say.
Hey.
Enjoy everything while it's free.
Good point.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Every once in a while when you're having sex, do you say to yourself, man, I should be paying for this?
Never.
Yeah.
Why would I ever say that?
Yeah.
Because that doesn't even make sense. Then I'd be a hooker.
Many times
or a
I've
John,
said,
which is it?
I have it backwards. Many times I say I shouldn't be paying for that.
Oh yeah, that I can see. Yeah.
Whoa, baby. No, I'm only kidding. Of course. Yeah. All right. I think we're out of time.
We're out of everything. We're out of luck.
We're out of patience and the whole bit.
By the way, Dunkin' Donuts, your parking lots, all of them are a mess. Rezone that. I had to park like in the middle of. I didn't even think it was legal. Especially that one at Abington on the corner of 139 and 18. You're a mess.
It's like you found a new home or something. It's like you've moved. I don't know who you are anymore.
Abington's all cray cray. I'm sorry.
You've moved to another foreign land. I don't even know you. You speak a language of another town.
I do.
Don't know.
I do.
I don't understand it. I don't understand.
No one should understand.
All right, before we go, I think you have the same pet peeve I do, but it's frosting my cakes like a bad
steam
bakery,
in your shorts.
Man. My significant other woman went to India.
I know.
She said it is the most disgusting place on the planet.
I've heard things like that.
I'm sure there are other
smelly.
Places.
Right.
Smelly. There are cows walking around taking dumps in the street.
Why did she go there then? Didn't she know, get a heads
because
up?
Because she's...
Right. Wanted to see it for herself.
She's got diplomas, but I don't know how she would use them. In any event...
She never listens to the show.
No. Thank God.
No.
But here's the point. She said that they take human waste and dung and they put it on the median strip of the roads and the sun bakes them.
Oh my goodness.
And they use it for other things.
Oh, that's gross.
They have no trash containers anywhere in India. She was there. This is what she says.
Wow.
Everybody just throws everything on the ground. It is the filthiest,
I will never
most
go there,
disgusting
then.
Place in the world.
You could get sick.
She told me that in Egypt,
mm-hmm.
in parts of Egypt, they just pee in the street. Men will turn around to a wall and pee.
Well, I like Egypt. I mean, I wouldn't mind going there. That couldn't keep me away.
Do you think that?
Egypt has a lot of history. There's a lot of history. The pyramids? Come on. My parents have been to Egypt.
I'm surprised there's not a lot of people just standing there peeing on the pyramids then. But my point is, in this country, we have a population that is no better than what I've just spoke of.
Mm.
When you're driving down the street and you see litter.
Yeah, that's what's wrong with people.
It is such
an egregious act. The world is their personal garbage can. I don't like that.
It is such disrespect for life.
That's how they were raised, though. I think it starts with the parents.
I know
my kids would never do that, and they know better. They're adults now, but...
If I see garbage on the side of a road or a highway, I get angry. I say, my God, this is just so flagrantly disrespectful.
It's not only white trash. It's like the rich, really rich people that just think they can do whatever they want, too. It's everybody.
Yeah, how can someone remain to be living... And have such disrespect just to throw garbage out.
Let me catch them. Oh, I will speak to them.
You know, I think about it, and the reason you can't catch them is because the act itself takes a split second, and by the time you do anything about it, they're gone.
But if they're sitting in a parking lot and throw something out their window, I'll go walk right up. I think you dropped this.
You be careful now.
Hey, I'll die for the cause.
You'll die for the cause. What?
They're going to
do a statue of you? I don't know if it's worth it.
Well, we'll see.
But it makes me very mad. And I'm saying to everybody, my God, don't litter. If you're looking for a death penalty, now I'm finding reason.
All right.
Thank you for letting me get that off my chest.
You're welcome. See, it was a productive ending to the show.
It's like when you have a cold and you're coughing and the phlegm comes up and they call it a productive cough.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I hate that phrase.
Would you rather have the dry cough, though?
No.
When nothing's happening?
Well, I wouldn't call it productive.
Because you're clearing your lungs. It's productive. Yeah, it's gross, too. But it must be done. Some people have... My friend, Wendy, had a spit pot. She goes, I have a spit pot next to my bed.
So, really?
Yeah.
Well, I get that.
I mean, wouldn't you just go into the bathroom?
No.
How lazy do you have to be? You want a little spittoon next to you?
Well, Tori, if you got it bad enough that you need to have a spit pot next to you, then you're spitting.
I don't even want to hear the word spit pot. I can't believe I even just repeated it. It's so disgusting.
You would have to stay in the bathroom all day.
I'm sorry. Use a tissue. That whole thing, the image. You got to empty it. Well,
That might be a condition. I don't know what it would be called, but it might be one.
It's TMI, man. I don't want to hear these things.
I don't know how. Again, was this in the liquor store that someone told you this? How do you get into these conversations with people?
She's my best friend.
Who tell you? Hi, Tori. How you been today? You know, I have a spit pot next to my bed.
I would never reveal that, but I'd never have had one.
How did that come up?
She told me because she was sick. This was like 20 years ago, maybe, or 10 years ago. It was a long time ago.
Oh, that was before people knew what to talk about.
She probably still has one. Okay, she's sick, and you know, I don't know.
I'm sure it got bigger.
That's her business.
I'm sure she probably hasn't emptied it in decades.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Thanks.
That's not the Wendy that owns that restaurant chain, is it?
No.
I'm just thinking.
No.
Just thinking. Did you see her grown up?
No.
Yeah, she's not thin.
Well, the food.
Yeah, no kidding.
Let's get it. She gets it free. Good thing I don't.
That would be a problem.
Would be.
Thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, very well.
You've made Wednesday a wonderful day.
Пожалуйста.
What did I say?
You just made noises like a chicken. What do you mean?
I was doing a chicken.
And you succeeded.
Okay, never mind.
I don't know. What was that? Jeopardy? What was that?
Right. That's what that was. It was Jeopardy. We're in Final Jeopardy right now.
Jeez.
We've reached the point of the program. It's Final Jeopardy.
Uh-oh.
Thank you,
Please
Tori.
Form your answer in the form of a question.
Tori Wainwright. You can find her wherever fine books are sold. Until next time, we wish you peace.
Goodbye.